This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Critical fire weather continues today as firefighters battle the Aspen Acres fire near Pueblo. Conditions will be bad overnight with 40-mile-an-hour winds in the area, which could increase the size of the fire. But tomorrow, a cold front is expected. Here's Mark Winkowski, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pueblo.
The cold front will usher in a little better low-level moisture, mainly across the eastern plains, and at least bring in better conditions for the firefighters.
Meanwhile, evacuating horses and other large animals during a wildfire needs to happen fast. Colorado State University Veterinary Health System has these tips as fire danger remains high around the state. Before an evacuation is ordered, gather essentials, including halter and lead rope, feed supplies, medications, and documents, and practice loading animals for transport in unfamiliar situations, limit smoke and dust exposure, and watch for respiratory issues. Colorado Democrats put on a show of unity after divisive primary election season. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic elected leaders, from Senator John Hickenlooper to candidates like Mayla Quiroz, stood together in a show of unity as they turn toward the general election this fall. The display comes after concerns that different political factions in the party have caused tension. But Senator Michael Bennett says different ideas are not a bad thing.
We've got a range of people that represent a huge spectrum of political thought in Colorado.
This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.